Testing, check, mic check, 1, 2. So for this topic, I'm gonna be talking about the energy you project through your words. It is important to take notice on what thoughts and words you put out there, and not only put out there to others, but that you put on to yourself quietly in your mind. While I've been spending my time here in Florida, I've taken notice of more people wanting to be around me because of this positivity or this open-mindedness or optimism that I portray on others, this hope, this sense of other alternatives. And it's very important that you recognize that, because that you recognize those people that continuously either take from you or add to you, because it will ultimately also affect your overall life. And this is also developing abilities in being more shrewd and keen, knowing who's helpful in your life and who is not. So this is something that was very difficult for me when I was back in New York, because New York is filled with just so many people and everyone's in a rush, and it's sometimes hard to take notice on body language, to take observations and to absorb whether the person you're interacting with is real or phony. So I hope those that are listening take into consideration of these concepts and this information that I'm sharing, because it'll be very necessary in order to develop an ability to read people better. And this will also create healthier relationships, being honest and being able to know whom to interact with, whom to speak with, also who to talk about without the need for their opinion or their response. I've been able to develop a lack of care of what people think of me, and that's not to brag, but that's pretty fucking badass when you have this confidence in you to just not give a fuck about what other people think, and having belief that what you're doing is going to work. This not only is self-confidence, but this is also having trust within oneself. And I hope that me sharing this will ignite some insight for some individuals that may be struggling out there with finding friendships or people that can support them. I call it an army of supporters. And by support, I'm not talking about financially. I'm talking about people that are there physically, people that are there emotionally, people that are there mentally, and all in a healthy, positive, fueling, nourishing aspect in your life, in a way where there is nice reciprocation, where you feed off of each other's fuel. So there's some things that I've been able to notice as well, because of just the way that I am, and I've been taking notice on how I can do that and offering it to other people. Although while I am being part of this shift, trying my best to move myself into the 5%, it's hard to the fact that I interact with a lot of people, not to sound messed up, but some are mediocre, some are average, and I'm trying my best to be not the smartest person in the room, but more like just smarter people in the room than me. And it amazes me how sometimes forgetful people can be with the amount of information we live in today. So, because there's so much information and one person is not bound to know all of it. but that also shows a fuel, a drive, determination, a desire to just know if more information, to be open-minded and to just absorb as much information as one can, rather than to stay stuck and stagnant in their same shell, or by a particular way of living based on like religion or just society, and how going into your own intuition, instincts, mind, into saying like, what do I need specifically as an individual? What is more necessary for me? And these are other things that are important in like the words that one uses, because it's accepting some of the weaknesses, some of the darkness, some of the bad that's in us, because no one is fully good and no one is fully bad. We are all good and bad. It just is a matter of when and where. Like, what areas is a person good at? What areas is a person bad at? So, anywho, if there's anything that I invite you to do, I invite you to take notice in these concepts of like, are these specific people that are in your life consistently, are they fueling you? Are they nourishing you? Are they giving you what you need? Are they supporting you? And as well as if there's people that are not, it's important that you take a step back and interact less with them. Maybe this also means time for you to spend more time for yourself, asking yourself these questions of what is it that you need, and writing them down and consistently shifting towards that transition that you want, whether it be mentally, like mental strength, or emotional strength, like creating a stronger heart. Like maybe one can have a problem with rejection or disapproval from others, and like having that ability to not care about like someone rejecting them or not approving, when sometimes it's just the other person not understanding our viewpoint or our opinion or our perspective, because of just, it could be ignorance, it could be arrogance, whatever. So I hope you were able to write some of these things down, because I feel that there's going to be some of these aspects that you're going to need in order to have, for example, a healthier relationship with others, or having better relationships with others, or even having a better relationship with yourself, which is something that is not always covered, because how you see yourself, how you respect yourself, how you hold yourself based on, for example, standards or your opinion of yourself is very important. And it's very important that you become your own best friend. Well, guys, I'm glad you guys were listening to this. I'm going to leave it at that. You heard it from Coach Chris, Legendary Tools for Life. Peace.